Okay, well, we can go ahead and get started. Mr. McCleary is going to be here in just a minute too, because I've got my state superintendent Zoom that's actually already started. So, yesterday I met with certified PPC, and the calendar that they approved was option three, but they wanted to move parent teacher conferences from September 11th to September 25th, which is like at the 7 week mark, I think. And their rationale for that was, specifically for elementary, they felt like they would have more data to share with parents after that point than they would early on, and I kind of got that. I mean, that made good sense. That was something we had kind of discussed, but kind of had not discussed very thoroughly either. So I know that a lot of times when I bring a calendar to classified PPC, they've always asked me in the past what certified wants to do. So that's the reason I'm bringing that up. Option three was the one. Let me find that real quick. I apologize. Okay, option three was the one that ended school on Friday, May 15th, instead of coming back on the on one day the following week, with snow days built in the calendar for the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Also, where superintendent had the right to use Mondays, and then another snow day makeup on April 3rd. There was discussion yesterday about possibly preserving that April 3rd date and not using that for a snow day and making it up one up on March 30th. But the issue with that is you have spring break that week before, and I know a lot of people are probably not going to want to, I mean, they're going to want that Monday because they might be traveling and not get back until late on Sunday. Probably not a lot of people, but there'll be some. So I will try my best not for us not to use Good Friday for a makeup snow day, but if we have, we've been pretty lucky the last couple of years on the amount of snow days that we've had. But if we end up with 12 or something, I mean, that's just going to be a day that we have to use, because a lot of schools do that. And the goal is to be out by Memorial Day, no matter how much snow you get. So that's what everybody's goal is. So, in saying all that, what did you guys find out from your folks on what calendar that they liked, or did they have any opinions?
And three.
Yeah,
Three.
three.
Yeah.
Oh, three. Okay.
I asked my people. I had a two people voted on option two, and then the rest of them voted on option three. That was eight people.
Okay. When do you guys? Same way, Amber, Billy Jack.
Yes,
three.
option three was what most people wanted that I spoke to as well.
Yeah, option three as well for me.
Okay. All right. So do we have a motion to adopt option three, with parent teacher conferences being moved from September 11th to September 25th?
Yeah, think so. I believe
Who made that motion?
will.
Wendy? Okay. Amber, are
I
you writing this
will.
down?
Yes, sir.
Great. We have a second.
I'll second that.
BJ seconded. Great. All in favor? Aye.
Yes.
Aye. Great. Thank you so much. So when we get back from spring break, I'll set up another PPC meeting to discuss classified salary schedule. Certified approved one where it's basically stays the same, other than there's a years of service within the district and a years of service in education,
You can come join
like a loyalty stipend that would be
me.
paid at the end. So I'll get those out to everybody, and then we'll try to meet not that first week that we're back, because I'm pretty tied up that week, but that second week that we're back. We'll try to find a date to meet. I'll present those to you, then we'll meet again before the board meeting in April.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds
Yes.
good.
Good.
All right. Anybody have anything else that they'd like to add?
I'm
Okay.
good.
I don't think so.
Hope
Well, if
everyone
I
has a
don't
great
see everybody,
break.
Mr. Knapp, I'll try to call you later about all this teacher stuff.
Okay.
Of you, if I don't talk to you or see you, have a great spring break.
Y'all
Thank you
too.
too.
Y'all too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.